Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using that. We appreciate you spending some time there and checking out the blog and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And then, of course, we ask a different poll question every week. This week, we want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend John Harrison. You can see go and listen to the things that John has talked to us about since he's been a member of our Brain Trust right there on our website. Just type in his name into the search engine if you can't find it otherwise. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You. John, how do we find you online, please?
I'm at aspirefa.com. That's aspirefa.com.
And John, as I said earlier, is a ordained minister and a certified financial planner. And so he's got Reverend on the front and CFP on the back. That's a pretty impressive title there. And, John, we're talking about the inability, the dysfunction in Washington that's gotten so bad now so that they've really put America in peril, haven't they, John? I mean, they've borrowed this money. They've run the government into the ground. They've had to borrow all this money to try to cover up their bad management. And now they've hurt our credit rating, and this is it's really, to me, what amazes me, John, is that they've done all this. Republicans and Democrats have done this together, and they talk about it. They go in front of the camera and they debate it. They debate this debate about they talk about this debate about what to do about the financial situation of the government without any sense of shame. Doesn't that amaze you?
It really does. It's true that from a political point of view, they're thinking primarily in terms of what will get them points for the next election and not responsibility to the country and its future. And the fact that the same people who got us into the mess and are failing to fix the mess don't seem to feel bad about it at all, other than to point to the guy on the opposite side of the aisle, is not an encouraging thing.
Instead of leadership, they're still focusing on winning, about beating the other guy. How is all of this affecting small businesses right now? What do you think is the impact?
Well, I think one of the impacts from this are going to be, and it will depend, I should say, on whether or not they in fact pass the debt ceiling increase by August 2nd. If they don't, while no one knows exactly what's going to happen because we've never been here, most people are under the assumption that it would create such an enormous and immediate drag on the economy that it would be very, very hard on small business owners. But I think that what's more likely to happen is they will pass some sort of short-term fix. And one of the net impacts to business owners as well as to individuals is that tax rates today are probably as low as we're ever going to see them in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're spending more than you're taking in, the only way to fix that is to spend less or take in more. And the way the government takes in more is to raise taxes. And so I think with taxes as we see them now, they're about as low as we're ever going to see them. And that's going to make us call into question some things we've always taken for granted.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, for retirement planning, we've always had what I call the gospel of tax deferral, which is put things in tax deferred places and pay your taxes later when you'll be at a lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not such a given that we'll be at a lower rate later.
Right. That's a good point. But of course, if you're of retirement age, if you defer it to your of retirement age, are you saying you think that even retired people will have higher taxes in the future?
It's very, very, very possible.
Interesting.
Some decades ago, the highest marginal tax bracket in this country was 75%. Now it's down in the low 30s, and everyone in government's looking for more sources of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's entirely possible that people could find themselves retired at the same or higher tax bracket than the one they were in when they were working.
Isn't it interesting that when you said your example a minute ago about when you get into a, you get upside down with your expenses and your income, the way you and I solve that problem is to spend less or make more. And when you make more, when you bring in more money, that means you and I have to work harder.
Exactly.
When the government has to make more money, bring in more money, you and I still have to work harder, don't we?
Exactly.
It doesn't seem fair. They don't seem to work harder, but you and I have to work harder to pay this bill that they've... Well, when do you think Americans are going to get fed up with this and just throw the bums out?
I think it's coming faster than any of the politicians.
And I don't just mean throw the Republicans out or throw the Democrats out. I'm talking about throw the bums out.
You know, if you look back in American history, we fought a revolution against the British for a tax burden that is nothing like the one we now carry.
That's right. Do you think there's going to be an electoral revolution, and I don't just mean against one party or another?
I think at some point there will be. I'm not enough of a prognosticator to know what it will look like.
Yep.
But I think more and more people are realizing that the present way of doing things cannot continue indefinitely.
Yeah.
And if the current way of dealing with it isn't working, we need to find another one.
Well, I think Americans are going to get fed up with this. I think what's going to happen, I think Americans are going to align with each other. People of different ideological backgrounds, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, they're going to align with each other and come up with some new solutions. Not a new government, but new people in the government is what I think. John, give us your website quickly one more time.
I'm at aspirefa.com, A-S-P-I-R-E-F-A.com, and also blogging at planterspulpit.com.
The book is called Making Mammoth Serve You. John Harrison, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks very much.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.